This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is John Alexander, chairman of the Macoupin County Civil War Roundtable. Welcome to the show, John.
Good to be with you, Rick.
John, we're revisiting an issue or a project we had talked about some months ago, and it's the 122nd Regiment of the Illinois Infantry Flag Restoration Project, and that project been going on now for a while, and we're going to let you update us. First, for anyone who may not know, what's the significance of this flag?
Rick, this is a Civil War, original Civil War flag, about 7 feet square, that was carried through the Civil War by a regiment known in Civil War times as the Macoupin Regiment, because most of the men who served in the 800-man regiment were volunteers from Macoupin County.
And the flag itself has been stored up at the National Guard Armory in Springfield?
Yes, for years these flags were on display, Rick, in the Hall of Flags in the Centennial Building next to the state capitol. A lot of old-timers like me remember seeing these flags when they were displayed, but years ago they were removed to storage drawers out at Camp Lincoln there in Springfield, where they're under much better care. These are silk flags that really weren't made to last 150 years. The cloth flags have survived surprisingly well, but this flag we are restoring is a silk flag that requires pretty much high maintenance, Rick.
Your project, as far as the restoration of this flag, underway, and you've been seeking donations and have raised donations, but that's sort of what we're talking about today. A little bit more is needed, but since our last conversation, you've come up with some new updated figures concerning the entire project.
Yes, Rick. In February of this year, we set out on a campaign to raise $35,000 or $40,000. We didn't know exactly what was going to be required to restore the flag. In the meantime, we now know that it will cost $37,000 to restore this beautiful old flag. And some of that money is beyond labor. Some is in shipping the flag to and from New York, where it's to be restored, and framing it. But most of the work is pretty intensive, delicate labor cost. And like I say, we set out to raise $35,000 to $40,000. We now know it's $37,000 required to do the job. Since February, we've raised $24,000 and have that money in the bank. So we're looking for another $13,000 to finish this off, Rick. I'm optimistic, but we still have a way to go.
You were talking about the restoration project, and these flags had some special stuff sewn on them as they are kept at the National Guard Armory. But as you said, this silk doesn't want to hold up for 150 years. Once it's restored, is there some type of protective coating, or how will we know it'll go on?
The lady who does this has a lot of great experience, Rick. She restored the 911 flags there in New York, among other historic flags. And basically what she does is apply a modern netting around the flag that supports it. The silk is a little more delicate, like I say, than cloth. And with this netting should survive perhaps another 100 or 200 years. The good deal here, Rick, is that once restored, because we've raised the money here in Macoupin County, the state, which owns the flag, will allow us to display the flag at the Macoupin County Courthouse in Carlinville on a permanent, ongoing basis. So the reward for raising the money is that we get this flag out of the drawer and on a wall in the courthouse where the people in Macoupin County can remember what their Civil War ancestors did to preserve and protect the country.
Talking about those ancestors, this flag was for a Macoupin regiment, and many of the people in Macoupin County, or probably at least some, probably have an ancestor identified with the flag. Has research been done as far as the names and things like that?
Yes, we have a pretty good list of all the men who served in this regiment, Rick. There were 803 mustered in September of 1862. So next year is the 150th anniversary of the mustering, and we would like to unveil this flag at that same time. But yes, there's an ongoing list of names. About 650 of these 800 men were Macoupin County residents. And surprisingly, there are still many descendants out there in our ranks today.
Someone would like to check that out. I believe the Secretary of State has where you can sort of look up names and things like that of Civil War soldiers.
Yes, the you can go on the Secretary of State's Civil War site. I think if you just Googled Illinois Civil War soldiers, a webpage will come up where you can ask to see the men in the 122nd Illinois.
About when do you think it'll be done in New York or wherever it's being restored?
I'm looking for a completion date on restoration, Rick, probably late spring, early summer, back here in Illinois, and plenty of time to unveil it, probably late August, early September of next year.
And, of course, how would one help the effort as far as donations if they would like to do so?
Yes, Rick, we'd love to have a little more support. We've had very generous contributions from individuals and businesses here in and around Macoupin County. But like I say, we need to raise another $13,000, which seems pretty doable considering the rate we're raising the money. But if individuals or businesses would like to make a contribution, we've had contributions as low as $25 and as high as upwards of thousands of dollars. People could contact me, John Alexander at Books on the Square in Verdon, or the other members of our committee are Alan Ashby and Norman Craze in Carlinville and Steve Hicks in Scottville. We're the four principal contacts and fundraisers for the roundtable.
A check made out for this, I remember from our initial conversation, it must be specified how it's to be used according to some rules, right?
Yeah, the check gets made out to the Illinois National Guard and Militia Historical Society. Fortunately, that can be shortened to INGMHS. If people wanted to contact me or Alan, Norm, or Steve, we can give you the mailing address. But yes, the funds get designated clearly to the flag project for the 122nd Illinois. About 10 other flags have been and are being restored around Illinois, so this is pretty rare. We had hundreds of Civil War flags, and one of these 10 flags that's going to be restored is headed toward Macoupin County.
John, for the listeners to know, if they'd like to make a donation, is it tax deductible?
The donation is 100% tax deductible, and all donors receive a nice letter from the Illinois National Guard indicating the amount contributed, a thank you, and a the details on the tax deductibility, Rick.
Not too long ago, Carlinville author Tom Emery did a booklet on Civil War soldiers, and I believe if people would like to also reference that book, it is available and has the 122nd?
Yes, Tom's little publication is called, I believe, A Roster of Macoupin County Civil War Soldiers, and that includes all the names of the men from Macoupin who served in the 122nd Illinois.
John, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Good to talk to you, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.